Nobody's got anything?
Could
this be the last time we do the 15-minute morning show altogether?
Oh, yeah.
For the time being.
For a while.
Yeah.
For a while. Possibly.
So what are we going to do about this? Let's discuss. We have a 15-minute morning show that a lot of people seem to like and rely on and are like, yay, new content in a bad time. But if we're not all together, how do we do it?
Well, the other thing, too, is I feel like there's not a heck of a lot to talk about other than this. How much can you talk about?
Right.
Okay.
Would I sound callous and disconnected if I started talking about, I don't know, any issue that's other than that's the coronavirus? Think about it. Think about all the things.
It might be an unpopular opinion, but I don't think so. I think some people really want to diverge from all things coronavirus and just have a little bit extra. So in the 15-minute morning show, we could. Maybe not on the big show. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, too.
But it makes everything else sound so petty. Mm.
Okay, well, Vladimir Putin just passed some type of legislation where he gets to be president or whatever he is until 2036.
Dictator for life.
For life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. The second person was cured of HIV. That's, there's big stuff still happening.
And you got to think, in Tampa yesterday, they were like, so the coronavirus. Hey, by the way, Tom Brady's coming to town.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Tom Brady for a second?
I would love to.
He was there for very 20 years. He has nothing left to prove. The guy won 6 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Go out on a high.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's going to be like when Brett Favre left the Packers. And
then
I don't
know if
you get
to the Jets.
And he sucked there.
And then the Vikings.
Yeah, and then the Vikings. He fell into some scandal with some cheerleader.
Is that when he dick picked someone?
Yes, that was a dick pick thing.
Gary knows the girl.
I know the girl.
Really?
I know the recipient of the dick pic from Brett Favre.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
But what I'm saying is, it's going to tarnish his legacy. I feel like something's going to happen. Something's going to happen that he's no longer the greatest of all time.
I just think he's going to, knock on wood, I don't want it to happen to anyone. I think he's going to get injured because
he is
42 years old.
Yep. Yeah.
He didn't have a great season. And I get what he's doing. He's trying to pull the LeBron thing and I'm going to be the GM of this team and do everything while I play. But I don't really think
it's
that's
not
a great
happen.
Plan.
Well, yeah.
I say same thing. You're at a certain age. At this point, you should just go coach your kids' teams when it's time. You should go and be a broadcaster. I'm sure there's lots of opportunity. You should spend more time with your family.
You're feeding the beast.
Go out on a high. Don't hurt yourself. Exactly.
Look at after his career, what Kobe did, right? He opened up those youth centers.
Do that stuff.
All that stuff I learned about Kobe, all the great things that he did, After he retired.
Right.
So Tom Brady should get on with that part of his life.
Here's what's going to happen. What we're seeing right now across the U.S. is the montage that he is going to play during each game before he takes the field to inspire the hell out of him, and that's where he's at his best. He probably has some of the best receivers in the entire NFL. And he is now just needs a bunch of guys to protect him when he's playing. I think he will do well.
You think he's going to win another ring?
He'll come close to it.
No.
I don't think so.
No way.
He'll come close.
He's going to the Buccaneers for crying out loud. God,
here's the thing.
Really?
I don't know how much everybody, because I lived in Boston for years before I moved here, so I think I have a little bit of some knowledge about Tom Brady. Yeah. You guys know he's a bit of a quack, right? When it comes to his health and his wellness and
PB12.
His little guru.
Yeah.
I think he thinks he's invincible. I think that he actually said stupid stuff like, if you drink enough water, you don't need suntan lotion. I think that whoever this Alex Guerrero guy is, whatever he's feeding him, he's got him thinking he's invincible and he can keep doing it. Any other 42-year-old making that money would probably be like, goodbye. Tom Brady is like, no, I'm going to show you guys that I am made of steel.
And honestly, I wonder if we could sit down with Giselle. I guarantee she doesn't give a shit about the money, and I guarantee she probably is not 100% in on this.
I think you're partially right. She did an interview once where she said he had 12 concussions.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what? And he's no, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I didn't. Everyone stepped in real quickly. Uh-huh. No, he didn't. Yeah, I think she'd be fine with him stopping.
Yeah, and she probably, maybe she likes to live in Florida half the time or whatever, but her whole family, she's settled where they're settled.
He's got nothing left to prove. There's nothing left for this guy to prove. He's got the supermodel wife, 6 Super Bowl rings. He's the money galore. What does he have left to prove?
Because he lost the last season. He doesn't want to go out on the season that he
threw. Well, he's not going to do it with the Buccaneers. I'll tell you that right now.
I love the way you say the Buccaneers.
I'm sorry. I just don't. It's not going to happen.
Super Bowl champs. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No,
we're going to look back on this when they play the season in 2 years for the first time and laugh.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing. If this coronavirus thing continues and they cancel the NFL, seriously, what's this guy going to do? Well, he's going to be a 44-year-old quarterback.
Maybe that's what he's banking on. Maybe he might sign a contract where he gets paid no matter what.
TB's got inside information that the coronavirus is going to extend into 2021.
So you heard how he met the team pretty much via FaceTime and on the phone. Now, normally when these sports guys go and visit teams, they roll out the red carpet. They take them to dinners. Tom Brady pretty much just had to go off of their resume and say, okay, I like it. Imagine taking a job without even going into the job, going, all right, yeah, no, this seems good.
It's kind of what I did.
Wow.
But you knew the
shoot. You kind of just, you like barely met us and you took the gig.
Yep. And it was the best choice
ever.
But
you got to see us though. You came and met us.
Yeah, you did come and meet us.
I did come and meet you guys. You're right.
Tom Brady just knows them from playing on the field. He never had a formal sit down like, here, how's it going? Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
I guess it's kind of like that when you reach that level, though. Yeah. It's like actors, Tom Hanks, he doesn't have to audition.
No.
You kidding?
No.
They send him the script, and he's like, do you want to do that? Sure, I'll do it.
No. You know he's starring in the coronavirus film when it comes out.
Yes, oh my God. Better. People come after those kind of actors.
Yeah, and those kind of players. Yeah. Obviously, Tom Brady doesn't need to send his resume.
That's why I love reading those stories about, like, I specifically remember it about Beyonce. She didn't get a role because she refused to audition. And I'm like, you really think you're that great of an actress?
Right. No.
Beyonce?
Oh, boy.
Of all the things in all the world that you do.
Some people just need to stick to what they're good at.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh,
I was just about to put
and Beyonce, but you're right. Beyonce needs to sing and not act. She is terrible at acting.
Can we listen to the Vanessa Hudgens
please,
sound?
Please, I want to listen to it.
God, this is
I think
terrible.
We should play this.
A lot of likes, by the way.
Is this on? It's not on the Today page. It was
on the cart deck, so.
Hold on. I'm going to pull this up for you.
I have it. Somebody else sent it to me if you need it.
Explain the story, Gandhi.
Okay, so Vanessa Hudgens yesterday caught a lot of heat because she decided to hop on Instagram or TikTok, whichever one it was, and make a little video talking about how I just don't really get it, you guys. Ugh. Like, by July, a virus is not going to still go. Yeah, go ahead and play it.
So in the clip, too, at the end, she goes, I shouldn't even be saying this. Yeah. And then she posted it. So if you have to say that you shouldn't be saying this and then post it,
okay. Was she drunk? Like, what was
that? Has been, well, let me just tell you, over the past couple of days, this is what she's been posting. And already bored. A picture of her bored. Then,
oh my God,
playing with makeup in lockdown. And then, feel like there's going to be a vibe video a day with this lockdown because I'm playing with makeup and I feel cute. Then the next video. Well, it's come to this. I'm going to start a TikTok like every day, some stupid, dumbass
thing. I'm sorry, but like, Vanessa Hudgens.
Right, exactly.
I'm sorry that you and your millions of dollars are stuck in your house with makeup. How terrible. I feel so bad for you. Forget all these other people out here who aren't getting paid.
And then we hit, this is my favorite, lockdown vibes.
Here we go.
Please stop. Please, God, go away. Ugh. What?
Oh.
You should have
done it. And then she posted it. But then she posted it.
Done.
I mean, I respect it. What the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah.
You respect the virus?
God damn.
Why was she playing Fever in the background?
Exactly. By the way,
I do
like that song.
It's a great song. But, okay, so I saw the greatest quote the other day. Can I read it to you guys? Because I posted it on my Instagram and I don't feel like it got
enough
love.
Is this the butt one?
Yes.
Oh, God, this is fantastic.
So this says, whatever we followed you for pre-coronavirus is what we are following you for post-coronavirus. If we came to you for butts, we still want butts. We're not getting our breaking news from the butt person now. We're following the CDC for information. You're still a butt person.
Amen.
Vanessa Hudgens, you are still a butt person or a High School Musical person. Stop.
Is it gone?
Her tweet's
completely gone.
You know the thing? Yeah, her tweet's gone.
Well, not only that, but it lives on. I mean, we're talking about it.
We
now.
Have the audio.
Somebody screenshots, somebody downloads it. You cannot delete anything if you're Vanessa
Hudgens. It got posted to other pages.
Yeah.
By the way, the record screen that we have now on the phones is the greatest thing in the world because that's how you make sure nothing ever goes away.
And by the way, though, a couple days ago, she's posting about Feeding America and impact on adults age 60 and older. And helping them. But yet, yesterday, she's killing them.
Right, okay. And then this is my argument for her, too. Because one of her fans said something stupid, like, I mean, 60, 70, 80-year-olds, they've lived. They've had a good life. Could one not argue the same thing about celebrities? You've had a good run. I don't care how old you are. You had a better life than maybe a 60-year-old did.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Oh, my God. Vanessa Hudgens has lived a much better life than me. I'm sorry. 31 years old and she's rolling in money and used to bang Zac Efron? Come on.
Do you want to hear her?
Wait, do you want to bang Zac Efron?
You heard what I said.
So here we go. Wait, hold on.
Nate's jealous that she banged Zac Efron.
Yes. She actually made the apology on Twitter. You want to hear it?
No.
She says, hey, guys. I'm so sorry for the way I have offended anyone and everyone who has seen the clip from my Instagram live yesterday. I realize my words were insensitive and not at all appropriate for the situation our country and the world are in right now. This has been a huge wake-up call about the significance my words have.
Oh,
now more
God.
Than ever.
Yeah, right.
Self-centered.
Right. Get over
I'm
yourself.
I'm sending safe wishes to everyone to stay safe and healthy during this crazy time.
This is her publicity team going, oh, shit, we need to fix this.
But even that statement is so
She's
narcissistic.
She's not sorry for saying it.
No.
But it's the words, it's, like it's so narcissistic. It is, I didn't realize how much of an impact I had. Oh, my God.
Did she write it on her notes on her iPhone and then post it? That is not a sincere apology. She's typing on her phone. She copy and pasted the prepared statement.
It's a prepared statement.
Gross. There's a lot of people. I've honestly started to unfriend people that are posting the crazy stuff because I'm like, I'm not going to get into an argument with you, but I also just don't want to see this because you're contributing to the problem, not the solution. The solution, we all know what it is, right? Stay away from each other.
Exactly.
We're about to do it.
Exactly. Like the backlash Idris Elba got. Like, how does somebody without any symptoms, doesn't know he's sick, go get a test and realize that?
Yeah, that's what they were saying about the Brooklyn Nets. The mayor, though some of us aren't a fan of the New York City mayor, he did say something smart. He goes, how are the rich people getting these tests when the poor people can't? How does Kevin Durant get a test without any symptoms just because he wanted one?
All of the LA Lakers.
Celebrities.
Yeah, thank God we're not celebrities.
We're going to struggle just like everyone else.
We're
going to
struggle. We'll be waiting in lines.
I'm going to befriend Tom Brady,
Sorry, I'm trolling Vanessa Hudgens' Instagram right
now. Don't do it.
Oh, my God. You see her picture the other day? Because I guess it's humid in LA or whatever, wherever she is. I guess she's like, not even going to try to do my hair with this weather. This is the way it's going to stay.
Did you watch that movie she did? Brave. It went on Netflix. It was like A Prince for Christmas or something. It was the worst damn movie.
Like a Hallmark movie was
on
Netflix?
It was like, I made it 5 minutes in and I'm like, this is terrible. We started watching it because we heard it was bad. It was so bad we couldn't watch it.
I don't know why you hate her more now, for the coronavirus or the fact she banged Zac Efron.
That probably
she updated her Instagram headline to say, stay in, don't go out.
Oh,
let's get
God.
Through this together. With a bit.ly that goes to Feeding America.
Whatever. For the same reasons that she was trying to kill the other day.
I used to like her, and after yesterday, I'm like, now I just cannot stand her.
It's really sad.
Yep.
That happens so quickly. Yeah. You know, somebody's so insensitive and does shit like
How
that.
How crazy is
there
it? Go ahead.
No, there are lots of celebrities who I think maybe just need to realize that they are celebrities for acting or singing.
Yeah.
They are not celebrity doctors, so just shut up, Carrie Hilson. Sorry, Garrett.
The other crazy thing I just realized is, like, I normally file, like, extensions on taxes, and now I'm actually going to pay it on time since it's in July.
Hey!
Oh, I just realized something. We challenged ourselves at the beginning of this podcast to talk about something other than coronavirus. And even though coronavirus was an undertone to some of the conversations, it wasn't the actual focus.
Thank God for Vanessa
Hudgens. And we talked about Tom Brady. We remixed it.
Look at us.
I like that.
We're so good.
We still have a minute to kill, though.
Oh.
So if you want to go back to Corona.
Any other celebrities you would like to shut up right now? Anyone?
Man. I think they learned their lesson. I think they realized the backlash on this.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Can we say one thing? To the people sending Sam the hateful messages, Sam, one, has not shown any symptoms.
Yeah.
And two, went home because she wanted to be safe.
Yeah.
So stop being mean to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do anything mean to you. Mm-hmm. And that would be nice if we could all just be nice to Sam.
And Sam is not Gandhi. And Gandhi is not Sam.
Right.
Because you've received some of her hate mail.
I did. Which is interesting because usually I just field all of my own hate mail.
Yeah.
And now I have two people to deal with. And I'm like, oh, poor Sam.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
If I get haters, I just report them right to Instagram. I don't give a fuck.
You report them?
Oh, well, every one of them.
Excuse me. Got another one.
Report and block. Report and block.
I love you for that.
I report every single one of them.
I'm going to start reporting people.
You got to do it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is that why you don't follow me?
Oh, God.